You say that you sort in terms of 10-gram rations. Is that what they were called, rations?
I tend to call them rations now because that makes more sense to people. But at the time we called them lines. Now, I don't know why. She'd maybe have four lines for her breakfast, and that would be like a line would be a third of a pint of milk or a slice of thin bread. So that would be a line. And we had all different books telling us what various rations were. Yes.
What about testing for sugar levels?
That's changed a lot. It was urine testing at the time. The only blood tests that she had were in hospital, and they tended to be just little pricks, you know, just a little drop of blood. It was urine testing so that, not necessarily every time she went to the toilet, but quite frequently, she had to collect her urine. We got a little beaker kit. And we had a urine testing kit, which was a little tiny test tube, which she had to put a bit of urine in, and then tablets. We had a tablet for testing glucose and then another one for ketones. The tablet, I think, it started out blue, and I think if it was blue, it was okay. And the colours ranged right through from blue to green to yellow and orange. And that actually went on for quite a long time, and I wished I'd kept all the equipment, because Julie said she'd love to see it now, but I was just so glad to get rid of it.
How did she react to all these new things?
She was fantastic. When I look back, I can't see that she... I don't ever remember her refusing an injection. She quite liked the urine test because she said it had to fizz, and that was like a little experiment. I mean, 4 years old, that was exciting. I don't ever remember having any problems about the injection. She just got on with it. I think the hospital must have gone about it the right way.
Was there any question of her doing injections herself?
She was only 4 years old, and at that age, no. They said they usually start about five or six. And in fact, she didn't learn to do it herself till she was about eight. And it wasn't us that taught her. I'm glad to say somebody else taught her, because it would have been very, very difficult. Yeah.
Once she was out of hospital, did you pass into the GP's care, or did you stay under the umbrella of the hospital?
It was a bit of both. She would go to the hospital, I think probably about once a fortnight, then once a month, and then every 3 months. And I think it stuck at 3 months for a long, long time, where she would see a paediatric consultant and a diabetic nurse, and they would do occasional blood tests, and she had to keep, or we had to keep, she and I had to keep a record of all the urine tests, and they just glanced through those and made sure everything was okay. We also went to the GP, fortunately not the locum. He'd gone by then. Didn't have much faith in him, because he didn't think children had diabetes, which wasn't a very good start. So she went back into the GP's care, and again, they've been fantastic. They have, as time progressed, it didn't start immediately, but as time progressed, they had diabetic meetings, and you could go to the meetings, and or they would do, every year they would do an extra long appointment for her and give her a check. And the hospital does the same. They check her eyes, and they can also do a blood test now, which tests what her blood sugars have been like over the previous few weeks. So there was no cheating on that one.